You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and personal success. Today we are speaking with Dr. Bonnie Simpson Mason, MD, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who is the founder and executive director of Nth Dimensions Educational Solutions Incorporated. Nth Dimensions is an educational nonprofit organization which develops and facilitates scholarship and internship programs focused on increasing diversity in medicine, decreasing gender and health disparities, and promoting professional development of aspiring physicians. Dr. Mason, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So to get things rolling, can you tell us about Nth Dimensions and the company's mission?
Absolutely. So Nth Dimensions is, like you said, is a nonprofit organization where we're working to increase diversity in the physician workforce. As we know, the demographics of the U.S. are rapidly changing, and so we need a physician workforce that reflects the demographics of our changing population so that we can increase the level of culturally competent care that's rendered, so we can improve patient outcomes. And overall, we want to decrease healthcare disparities by interacting with both of those areas. So we're excited about the work we've been doing over the past 11 years with providing scholarships, internships, and grants to women and minority medical students from across the country. At this point, we've educated about 3,000 U.S. medical students about the field of orthopedic surgery itself and the need for more women and minorities in the field of orthopedic surgery. And with that, we've seen quite a number of our first-year medical students go on to become successful orthopedic surgeons in the field. And so we know from our track record that our women have about a 3 out of 4 chance of becoming an orthopedic surgeon after becoming an Nth Dimensions scholar. And our minority students as well have a 75% chance of matching in orthopedics. So that's a track record, again, that we are extremely proud of. And we've done that work in association with orthopedic surgeons across the country, national orthopedic associations as well, such as the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery, the J. Robert Gladden Society, and our founding sponsor, Zimmer Biomet.
I understand that you were a practicing orthopedic surgeon before starting Nth Dimensions. Why the change in your career path, and what prompted you to start Nth Dimensions?
Well, one of my former surgery professors had a favorite quote, and his quote was, life's got a paddle for everybody's behind. And I looked up as I was completing my residency training in orthopedic surgery, just to find out that after a few significant bouts of joint pain, that I in fact had rheumatoid arthritis. And after a very short surgical career of only about 3.5 years, I recognized that I was no longer going to be able to operate. So I figured that I needed to determine which way my life path would turn. And I did not consider, you know, having gone through all of those years of medical school and orthopedic surgery residency training to be in vain. But instead, I took a look at the skill set that I had, what my passions were. So my skill set in surgery, my passions for teaching and mentoring. And you know, I had to figure out a way to merge the two. And I thought one possible path would be to figure out how to create some pipelines for people like myself who are women or who are from minority backgrounds to find their way into orthopedic surgery. So I looked at it as how could I fill that void? And by doing so, created the pipeline, essentially the curriculum, and then we were able to form a corporate structure in the form of the 501c3 around around that social mission, quite honestly. So, you know, I tried to turn those lemons into lemonade in filling a void that I saw was very necessary, a very necessary void that needed filling.
Why do you think there is such a strong need for Nth Dimensions?
Well, like I said before, the population of the U.S. is changing. We're going to have so many racial and ethnic diverse patients in the future, and it's going to be to the benefit of the U.S., quite honestly, to figure out how to best achieve better health outcomes for these patients as our population continues to become more diverse. One of the ways we can do that is by diversifying the physician workforce. We need more women because about 50% of the U.S. population is made up of women. And we know that in a very short period of time that there will be a significant number of minorities. I believe close to 30, if not 40% of the U.S. population will be made up of minority populations. So we need our physicians to reflect the face of our patients, again, so we can, ultimately achieve better outcomes, decrease health disparities. We hope that will contribute to decreasing costs of healthcare by getting these better patient outcomes. So we're just taking, a stab at one possible solution to improving our health outcomes here in the country. We think that increasing the diversity of the physician workforce, specifically we're in orthopedic surgery right now, but we're also looking at expanding into diversifying other fields of medicine and surgery, as well as some of the other doctoral health sciences, such as pharmacy, dentistry, optometry, and fields of that nature. It's important also because there's still a significant number of, young girls and young children from minority backgrounds who've never met, a woman orthopedic surgeon, who've never met people who wound up being successful who look like them in these various fields. So it's good because we're creating role models for our future generations. And I think that's very, very important to invest in our future. So, there's a strong need for Nth Dimensions, and we're excited about the work we're doing.
And with reason, today we are joined by Dr. Bonnie Simpson Mason, MD, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who is the founder and executive director of Nth Dimensions Educational Solutions Incorporated here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Dr. Mason, what are some of the greatest challenges that minority pre-med and medical students are facing, and how are you and Nth Dimensions helping to overcome these?
I think some of the challenges that many of our minority pre-med and medical students are facing, I think they're numerous. Number one, there's a significant financial burden that these students are facing now, in aspiring to become a physician. Between the undergraduate and then professional school level of debt, we know that on average, the average medical student graduates with about $160,000 in student loan debt. And we know that our minority students often have a greater debt burden than that $160,000. And for some students, that debt burden can just be so overwhelming that many aren't always successful in completing their education, and then they're left with that debt burden with no real professional skills or degree to help them reduce that debt. We know that some of the challenges also extend to lack of continued support and mentoring throughout their matriculation, not just through undergraduate school, but as they matriculate through medical school. And this is the other, this is one of the key areas that Nth Dimensions works to address. Our pipeline program, we bring the students into our curriculum as first-year medical students, and we follow them every year throughout their med school matriculation all the way through the match process. So we want to make sure through this ongoing longitudinal developmental program that we have the opportunity to coach, mentor, and support the students all the way through graduation, such that it's not just a one-time intervention where we expose them to orthopedics or to any other specialty of medicine and leave them. We want to make sure that they have the support they need all the way through. And we found that that early exposure, that early capture of our students into the pipeline, and then the continuous development and exposure, those have proven to be the keys to Enthamention's success. And I think those are, you know, that's one of the primary ways that Enthamention's kind of sets itself apart in terms of being a successful pipeline program.
If you would, Dr. Mason, what are some of Enthamention's greatest success stories, and what regarding Enthamention's makes you the most proud?
So our greatest accomplishments, our greatest outcomes are our students and our graduates who are now practicing orthopedic surgeons. One story in particular I can think of relates to Dr. Tamara Huff, who's now a practicing orthopedic surgeon for the Mayo Clinic in Waycross, Georgia. We originally met Tammy when she was a first-year med student. Having grown up in South Georgia, she was actually going to medical school there and expressed an interest in becoming an orthopedic surgeon. However, she did not feel that she had ample support. So we matched her up for an orthopedic summer internship with Dr. Mary O'Connor, who is now a professor of orthopedic surgery at Yale. And Tammy Huff spent the summer with Dr. O'Connor for 8 weeks, and they developed a blossoming relationship from a mentor-mentee perspective following her summer as a first-year med student. Tammy went on to match in orthopedics at the Ochsner Clinic in New Orleans, and then she was able to secure her first job as an orthopedic surgeon, serving folks from her very from the very location in South Georgia where she grew up, as an orthopedic surgeon working for the Mayo Clinic. So it's, and also let me say, Tammy, Dr. Huff, has taken time year after year to give back to Enthamention's, and now is a great mentor to students in the way she was mentored by Dr. O'Connor. So we have this self-populating, field of orthopedic, of physicians who know the importance of giving back because of what they have received. And now we're able to help students, you know, achieve their realities in becoming orthopedic surgeons and becoming, you know, the physicians that they want to be successfully. So we're most proud of Tammy, and we know that we have about 100 or so orthopedic surgeons and residents who have been through Enthamention's programs as orthopedic surgeons at this point. And so we're most proud of those outcomes. It's taking about 10 or 11 years, but we're really, really proud of all of the great work that these students have been able to do and produce.
I can only imagine, without a question. So tell me, what are your hopes and plans for Enthamention's as you continue to grow and the company continues to thrive?
Well, as we continue to grow, we want to remain grounded in our values, and those values are in education and mentoring. You know, we want to make sure that our students and our graduates understand the importance of giving back. So as we look to expand our pipeline programs, you know, ultimately, quite honestly, we want to be the resource for students who want to pursue sometimes competitive fields in medicine, but all fields of medicine. We want to be their developmental pipeline mentoring and internship resource. So as we look to expand into other fields of surgery, such as otolaryngology and even plastic surgery, we also want to look at moving into other areas of medicine, such as primary care and radiology. All of our students need to be competitive in their applications for residency, and they also need to make sure that they are well-rounded people. So we're looking to create these holistic, comprehensively prepared physicians as we move into the 21st century because, you know, these new physicians are going to be forced to practice healthcare in a world that none of us have practiced healthcare in before. You know, the healthcare landscape continues to change. So we want to arm our students with the business, the financial, and some of the career tools that they need as they move towards becoming practicing physicians. So those are the next steps in the curriculum we're looking to implement with some of our partners, and we're excited about the growth potential that has. So, you know, over the next 10 years, we expect to see a whole new body of Enthamentian scholars who graduated and gone out to be great physicians who are yet influencing another generation of physicians. And I think from an entrepreneurial perspective, as long as we can continue to look to fill those types of voids, and here we're doing it from a nonprofit perspective, but I think that's also a great perspective for entrepreneurs, period. Look to fill a void, see how we can become a solution. And I think that's often, it may take some time, but I think that gives a great equation for success.
And let me say, you're certainly making a mark within the space, and a hearty congratulations is in order. And we certainly are honored to have you with us today. In conclusion, what advice or words of wisdom would you like to share with others who are forced into making alternative career choices like you were?
Oh, well, thank you for that question. And Mr. Dye, thank you for your time today. You know, I think one of the things that we have to remember, and this goes to the name of Dimensions, you know, we all have multiple intelligences, and that in and nth dimensions just speaks to the word infinity, right? In infinity. And there, we just want people to remember that each one of us has an infinite number of dimensions to who we are. And once I was forced to make a career change, I had to step back and assess my other multiple intelligences, you know, that my parents had worked hard to instill in me, my other skill sets, and really look to see how I could create an alternative path using some of these alternative strengths that I had in place. So I had to be smart about it. I got the support I needed in order to make that career change. And then one of the things I found in entering the whole nonprofit arena, which actually is business, but it's, you know, under a nonprofit umbrella, you know, I surrounded myself with people whose competencies and skill sets were complementary to my own. So I found a great accountant. I found a great attorney. I found people who could help build this organization with the skill sets that I knew I didn't have, but I stuck to the skills that and passion that I knew I was best at. So I would just say, you know, if you have to make a career path change, you know, you already have so many skills that you can capitalize on, maybe retool a little bit. I did have to go back to school and learn how to be a better teacher, a better mentor, a better educator from the position that I already stood in. But with that being said, then we were able to take things to the next level. So, you know, I don't want anyone to be dismayed. You may, you know, have that paddle, in fact, in your life. But I think if we take, you know, a keen assessment of our own skills, retool, reassess, and surround ourselves with people who can complement what we're trying to do, that we can be successful as entrepreneurs.
If you would, Dr. Mason, let our listeners know where they can find more information about Nth Dimensions.
Absolutely. And invite all of our visitors to visit our website at www.nthdimensions. That's N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, the word dimensions with an S.org, nthdimensions.org. And for any information, they can email us at info@nthdimensions.org. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And you are more than welcome, and we certainly do wish you all the best, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And we have been speaking with Dr. Bonnie Simpson Mason, MD, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who is the founder and executive director of Nth Dimensions Educational Solutions, Incorporated. Nth Dimensions is an educational nonprofit organization which develops and facilitates scholarship and internship programs focused on increasing diversity in medicine, decreasing gender and health disparities, and promoting professional development of aspiring physicians. And for more information, simply visit nthdimensions.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.